Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Coming up, it takes less time than you think for drivers to become distracted. A growing number of stores will be closed on Thanksgiving. And this runaway horse went straight to the bar. For the first time, Americans can get online with 5G internet service. This week, Verizon launched its new high-speed 5G home service, named for the fifth and newest generation of wireless networks. Right now, the service is available in four cities: Sacramento, Los Angeles, Houston, and Indianapolis. Unlike traditional internet service that runs over wires into the home, Verizon's 5G sends web content over the air to a wireless router. The new network advertises download speeds of about 300 megabits per second, with up to 1 gigabit per second in some areas. Verizon says that's about 20 times faster than mobile 4G LTE speeds. Those higher speeds could be used in new technology like self-driving cars. But there's some controversy around Verizon's service. The company used gear that doesn't comply with the 5G industry standard. T-Mobile CEO John Leisure tweeted that the service was only available in tiny pockets of neighborhoods if you don't have trees nearby or appliances in your house. Verizon denies that and says they're not waiting for the future, they're building it. Well, some more headlines for you. Some retail stores stay open on Thanksgiving Day, hoping to get a leg up on the Black Friday sales, but a growing number of them will be closed this year so employees can spend time with their families. Here are a few stores that will not be open, and a full list can be found on our Facebook page. And controversial Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will not be teaching his usual class at Harvard Law School come January. Kavanaugh said he could no longer commit, and by Monday, more than 800 law school alumni had signed a letter calling for Kavanaugh to rescind his position. And did you hear the one about a horse in a bar? Well, this horse escaped from her stable and headed straight for a local pub in France. You can see the patrons and bartenders scatter as the horse comes bucking through. She's now back with her owner, and nobody was injured, including the horse. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Lauren Simonetti. Lauren, the U.S. has a new trade deal.
That's right, Kristen. President Trump taking a victory lap after sealing a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico called the USMCA. It allows automakers and other multinationals to keep their supply chains in North America, and it gives U.S. farmers more access to Canada's market. Well, whiskey is coming. Game of Thrones is getting its line of Scotch whiskey. Diageo teaming up with HBO for the collection. Prices range from $30 to $65 a bottle. And Silly Rabbit, tricks are for kids and adults. General Mills is bringing back the cereal's popular fruity shapes from the 1990s.
So what are some of the flavors they're bringing back?
Well, some of the returning flavors you might remember: raspberry red, lemony lemon, orangey orange, and wild berry blue.
All right, good to know. Thanks, Lauren. Also joining us, Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear showers might not actually get us clean.
Well, Kristen, listen to this. You might feel clean after your morning shower, but scientists say you carry around an invisible cloud of bacteria, viruses, fungi, and chemicals around with you every day. A small group of volunteers wore monitors with a special filter that trapped particles from the air around them as they went about their day, finding each person carried a diverse cloud of bacteria and germs around with them. Study authors say knowing this could be a first step towards understanding the ways environmental exposures affect human health. And listen to this story. A bizarre fashion sellout. Recently taped up sneakers went on sale at Nordstrom, right? They went on sale for $530 a pair at Nordstrom. A lot of folks complained about the price of those shoes, but it looks like Nordstrom is having the last laugh in all of this. That's because the shoes have sold out. And that's what you need to know. Kristen, I guess I just need to start taping up my old sneakers with cheap masking tape to be in fashion, because I certainly am not buying those. Not that they're not cute, I'm just not buying them. What about you?
Well, I don't think they're cute, but I do appreciate the story. Thanks, Danielle. Many school districts enforce a dress code these days, and a violation can lead to students being pulled out of class or even suspended. This leaves a lot of parents wondering where the line is when it comes to our child's rights. With us today to talk about this is attorney and legal analyst Annalise Goetz. Annalise, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
You know, in school, I remember having to put my arms down to make sure my shorts weren't too short, and I feel like girls got the brunt of it.
It is that girls definitely get the brunt. Girls and minorities, under the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause, as well as Title IX, public schools are required to treat boys and girls the same. Where we tend to see an issue with this is in the dress code, because not only do the rules have to apply the same to boys and girls, but they can't be enforcing a underlying gender stereotype.
And there are even guidelines when it comes to hair. I know in the Black community, you know, braids and extensions is very, very common. And there's actually policies against this. How is there not a racial bias there?
There is a racial bias there, and for years it was going just kind of under the radar. Now, thankfully, we've recently had two young women from Massachusetts stand up and say, this is an implicit discrimination against especially our little African American girls who put their hair in braids so that they can participate in the gym classes and the swimming classes. And when you restrict that, you restrict their access to equal education.
You know, my dad raised me. He didn't know what the heck to do with my natural hair, put it in braids, and I am so grateful for that. I hope these things change. Annalise, great information as always. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, well, this next scenario has probably happened to you. You're behind the wheel when your phone gets a notification. Do you check it? It'll only take 2 seconds. Well, according to the NHTSA, that two-second distraction can double the odds of a crash. That is, some 10% of driving fatalities in 2016 were linked to distractions like smartphones, eating, or talking. Laws and common sense have not curbed distractions, so the burdens fall into others. Car makers are developing tools like blind spot detection, auto braking, and head-up displays with dashboard information on the windshield. Volkswagen prohibits touchscreen input when moving, and Chrysler's KeySense technology can be programmed to limit radio volume, Bluetooth pairing, or even speed. Tech companies are also doing their part. Apple CarPlay and Android Auto link apps to cars' built-in display, while voice command further cuts visual and mental distractions. Beyond voice control, experts hope car software will also develop to learn driver behavior, ending distractions for good. Okay, here's a sweet story. Andrew wanted to propose to his girlfriend, Rachel, on a Delta flight. So he enlisted the help of fellow passengers. He handed out these cute notes that were published online by passenger and Reddit user PezMonkey. Hi, my name is Andrew, and I'll be proposing to my girlfriend, Rachel, on this flight, the note read. I've got the ring. I've got the speech. What I don't have is a photographer, so I have a favor to ask. Andrew wanted the other passengers to take photos of the proposal and send them to him so they'd have pictures of the special moment. So once the Reddit user spotted the couple, he began documenting the proposal. He wrote, "We're taking off and he didn't do it. Is it going to happen in the air or did he chicken out? We're all confused." Andrew used the plane's PA system to finally propose, and you guessed it, Rachel said yes. Why doesn't anything like this ever happen on my flights? Let's go to DeBrat over at Dish Nation with the hottest celebrity news. So, Brat, I hear fans honor the late Burt Reynolds in a pretty special way.
That's right, Kristen. Smokey and the Bandits fans paid their respects to the late actor Burt Reynolds. Thousands of people attended Long Island's Motor Mania car show on Saturday at Eisenhower Park. There was a parade of 100 Pontiac Firebird Trans Ams to honor Reynolds and his iconic 1977 film. I wonder how many fake mustaches were worn that day. Denzel Washington, Oprah Winfrey, Tyler Perry, and Spike Lee raised millions of dollars to renovate August Wilson's childhood home. August Wilson is a writer. He's famous for his play Fences. The home is now on the National Register of Historic Places and will be renovated to mirror how it looked when he lived there. Writers will also be able to work inside of the home. I think I'll go there to write me a song. And finally, Kim Kardashian has her hands full raising three kids. She admits that having three kids left her fully neglecting her husband, Kanye West. On Sunday's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kim opened up about the tension the couple was having and how they fought about something as crazy as her Instagram feed. This explains why he's been acting out lately. On that note, I'm out, and that's today's Dish. Until next time.
All right, thanks, Brat. For the latest celebrity news, watch Dish Nation weekdays. Check your local listings. All right, get excited. The FabFitFun Fall Editor's Box is here. FabFitFun is a seasonal subscription box delivered four times a year with fashion, beauty, home, fitness, and wellness products for just $49.99 a box. They're great gifts for yourself or for a loved one, especially if you have a daughter who's in college or maybe a friend who's a new mom. FabFitFun is an awesome care package. It kind of felt like Christmas when I got my first box. It's packed with so many cool products. I really love the little teapot. It's seriously the cutest thing. It makes having tea so much more fun. And all of these products are full size. There's no samples of anything. There are some items that everyone will get, like the Beauty Blender and the Glam Glow Bubble Sheet Masks. And then members get to choose between other cool items to add. For example, I got to pick between a detox bath and a total eye cream. I went with a detox bath and, oh my gosh, so relaxing. Some of these products cost more individually than you will pay for the entire box. It's such a great value. So go to FabFitFun.com right now to sign up and start getting the box for a life well lived. Use promo code TOP30 to get $10 off your first box. That's over $280 worth of goodies for just $39.99. Again, that's FabFitFun.com. And if you use the code TOP30, you'll get $10 off your first box. In today's Hometown Stories from Fox 2 Detroit, the Nationwide DARE program has always been a great way of promoting positive decision-making for today's youth. But due to a lack of funding and involvement, many communities have started to drop the program. But in Shelby Township, Michigan, they've seen a resurgence, in big part to ninth grader Jack Droll. Jack has shown to be an amazing leader for his fellow students, and now he's been selected to join the National Youth Advocacy Board so he can take his passion across the country to get kids to just say no to drugs. In our next story from Fox 10 Phoenix, due to a rise in school shootings, security is top of mind. And John Birdzell has found a way to help. He's created a bullet-resistant desk to act as a shelter in the event of a shooting. Made of ballistic fiberglass resin composite, each desk can potentially protect up to 8 kids from AR-15 or AK-47 or lesser rifle rounds. An innovative solution to an issue that has become all too common. And in our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, the Boys and Girls Club of Hernando County, Florida, provides area kids a place to feel safe and make lifelong memories. But three of the club's buses have been in desperate need of repair. They were having a hard time finding the money to fix them. That was until the Tampa Bay Rays heard that one of the buses broke down on the way to one of their games. So the team stepped up big time to help, presenting the Boys and Girls Club with a check for $5,600 in order to give the kids safe access to the place that means so much. Temperatures are dropping and we're all looking for simple ways to stay warm and fashionable. So here with Sweater Solutions is fashion expert and my friend Sydney Sadig. Hey, Sydney.
Hi, Kristen.
Well, I always love talking to you, so let's get into it. Tell me about sweaters. What do you love?
So a trend that I'm loving right now are bold turtlenecks. So this means going for a really bright shade. I'm loving neon yellow, neon orange, anything neon. And we can even go for bold patterns and then oversized silhouettes. There are no limits. And then another trend that I'm really excited about are embellished sweaters. So this means wearing a graphic that's sewn on, kind of like what I'm wearing today. And then you can even go for embellished jewel sweaters that'll really make your outfit glamorous and take everything up a notch.
I love, love, love these trends. But I will say, what if you're like a girl next door type and you don't want to rock such a bold look?
So something for you is definitely to go for a red sweater. Red looks great on all women of any age and any skin type. Whether that's a crew neck, a V-neck, there is something for everyone. And then my all-time favorite trend are ruffle sweaters. This is a really easy, fun, and feminine way to kill the sweater game this season.
Well, Sydney, as always, amazing stuff. Thank you, and I'll see you next time. All right, moving right along, Canada is known for its great outdoors, but a new study reveals Canadians may actually spend more time indoors than they used to. The Nature Conservancy of Canada found that while 90% of respondents said they feel happier and healthier when they're outside, 3/4 of them admit it's easier to stay indoors. They cite rain, snow, and insects as their greatest excuse for avoiding the outdoors. But our neighbors to the north aren't alone. Americans spend more time indoors than 12 other countries surveyed, topped only by Canada. 26% of Canadians said they were inside 21 to 24 hours a day, while 25% of Americans said the same. Italians and Czechs were found to spend the least amount of time indoors, with only 5% saying they were inside 21 to 24 hours of the day. Well, when you do get out, don't you wish you could check in on your family or even talk to your pets? Today's Top 30 Steal makes that possible. I have a Zimoto Pivot 1080p 360-degree camera at a special 67% discount. This wireless HD camera provides full 360-degree coverage of your place, and you get alerts on your phone when motion is detected. It has a Bluetooth speaker for music and two-way audio, so you can stay connected with the ones you love while you're away. With 16 gigabytes of built-in storage, you can record days of video, and it also comes with 36 hours of free Zimoto cloud storage. It comes with two sensors, so you can check if doors and windows are open, and you can monitor the temperature and air quality. Setting this up is easy with the free app. You just create an account and enter your Wi-Fi information to connect your camera to the internet. Then you can experience remote viewing and control no matter where you are. The Zimoto Pivot 1080p 360-degree camera retails for $149, but today you can buy it for just $49. That's a 67% discount. You can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. And here's a story that might make you a little bit jealous. Last month, some 36,000 yacht enthusiasts descended upon Port Hercule for the 28th annual Monaco Yacht Show. With 120 super yachts on display, the Illusion Plus grabbed the coveted Interior Design Award, recognizing beauty, comfort, and functionality of a yacht's interior. At 290 feet, the super yacht built by China's Pride Mega Yachts is the largest ever built in Asia. The $145 million vessel comes equipped with a gym, two jacuzzis, and a helipad. Beyond a master suite with panoramic views, an office, and his and her bathrooms, the yacht also has room for 12 guests. Those guests can freshen up in a spa or beauty salon before enjoying one of four interior lounges, two dining rooms, or a double-decker atrium with floor-to-ceiling windows. For those more interested in what's under the hood, the Illusion Plus travels 17 miles per hour, powered by a diesel-electric propulsion engine by Rolls-Royce. Talk about luxury. A company known for its frozen steak sandwiches gave the internet some philosophy, and people are wondering what it all means. Steak'em posted a Twitter rant that began with the question, why are so many young people flocking to brands on social media for love, guidance, and attention? Well, it was liked over 47,000 times. The thread also mentioned young people being depressed because of student loan debt, mass advertising, and being behind screens constantly. Uproxx called it the most woke tweet rant of 2018. Communications reps that work for the company got calls asking if they were hacked. But the Twitter thread is part of a strategy. The social media marketing manager for Steak'em says they're trying to create meaningful content. Some people criticize the tweets as cynical because they're trying to capitalize on real issues. The website Vox called it sadness marketing. Other food companies have built online brands with snarky voices like Moon Pie and Wendy's. Quaker Made, the company behind Steak'em, says their new approach to marketing is working. Steak'em sales are reportedly up double digits. Okay, now let's talk about Amazon. It just keeps getting bigger. Following Amazon Books and the cashierless Amazon Go store, the e-commerce giant has introduced their newest brick-and-mortar concept. Located in Manhattan's Soho neighborhood, Amazon 4-star features some 2,000 hand-picked products, all with an average customer review score above, what else, 4 stars. The 4,000-square-foot location features similar sections to Amazon's site, including toys, consumer electronics, and home decor. Amazon Alexa and Alexa-enabled devices are also heavily featured. Following the theme, many items are displayed with cards featuring online reviews from real customers. The store will also highlight new and best-selling products, items trending locally from cast iron skillets to copies of Crazy Rich Asians and items on customer wish lists. Featured items will rotate as often as weekly, but prices will change even faster, adjusting throughout the day to reflect activity online. Sounds like a 5-star idea to me. A wild eastern box turtle was injured in July, but thanks to some ingenuity and a few Legos, he's on the move again. The veterinary team at the Maryland Zoo in Baltimore took the turtle in, and following surgery on the shell under his belly, they had to find a way to keep him elevated. Vet extern Garrett Frace reached out to a friend who specializes in Legos for help, and she designed a customized Lego wheelchair so the turtle can stay mobile while his shell heals. Frace said he couldn't be happier with the result.
I was surprised at how well it turned out and how he's able to really express a lot of his normal behaviors. I thought he might still be a little limited in movement, but he can turn on a dime, he can scoot like a normal turtle.
The zoo has led a box turtle monitoring project since 1996, and this one was actually tagged in 2000, so he's at least 18 years old. Vets from the zoo expect he'll use the wheelchair through the spring, and they plan to return him to the wild once he's healed. Just a sweet story there. And that's it for today's show. Thank you so much for joining us. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. A new school year means a new risk of head lice. We'll have safety tips for kids and parents. Plus, why chasing that perfect selfie might be dangerous. And these canine surfers are competing to see who will be top dog. Thanks for listening to the Top 30 podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.